Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The legislative session begins today in St. Paul. Both the House and Senate will gavel in, but then come together and pay tribute to the late House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith hopes the session includes a cordial working relationship with House DFL leader Zach Stevenson.
You'll see a very meaningful memorial and bringing together Democrats and Republicans in the House chamber, along with our Senate colleagues. What I am hopeful for is that even though much has changed in our state, that Leader Stevenson and I will continue on that legacy of good work being done in a tie.
Senator John Hoffman returns after recovering from his injuries in the June 14th shooting. He's expected to speak once the Senate opens. Combating fraud is expected to be a top priority of the Minnesota legislature this year. Hamline University Professor David Schultz says there's a lot of talk about a bill creating a statewide office of inspector general.
Do the Republicans want the bill to pass, which potentially takes away fraud as an issue, or do they hope it doesn't pass, or they can use its failure to pass against the Democrats? You can look at the motivations and logic for both parties.
Schultz says fraud in state government has been a key campaign issue for state lawmakers running for governor. Police in Mankato are investigating a stabbing that sent a teen to the hospital. Officers were called to a disturbance on Monday afternoon involving two juveniles. One of the boys had been stabbed and was taken to Mayo Clinic Health System for treatment. The other teen was taken into custody. Investigators say the weapons involved in the incident were found at the scene. Authorities are investigating a collision between a car and a Canadian Pacific Kansas City train near Casson early Monday morning in Dodge County. In other headlines, health officials in the state are reminding Minnesota parents to get their kids vaccinated against measles. Dr. Steven Smedshammer at Children's Minnesota says the MMR vaccine is very safe.
And individuals who receive two doses, typically given at age 1 and age 4, are protected in about 98% of cases from ever contracting measles. Most common side effects that we see with it are some site tenderness or even a low-grade temperature.
There have been two cases of measles in Minnesota this year and more than 900 in the U.S. The Apostle Islands ice caves are closing again just one day after reopening because of incoming winter storms. According to the National Park Service, the caves will shut down today while rangers reassess ice conditions. Officials say the closure could last several days. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the area from 6 p.m. this evening through noon on Thursday. This is MNN.